Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school drum and bass bass line with that jungle swing feel in Ableton Live 12, and then we're taking it into resampling so it gets that worn-in, pressure-heavy, slightly unstable character that really belongs in classic jungle and darker DNB. This is not just about making a bass sound, it's about making a bass phrase that locks with the break, breathes with the groove, and feels alive once it's printed to audio. That's the whole game here. Rhythm first, sound design second, resampling third. So let's set the scene. We're working around 170 to 174 BPM. I'd usually start right at 172, because that sits in a really sweet zone for old school flavor DNB. First, get a break in place, something with swing potential, something with ghost notes, and ideally something where the snare already feels strong on 2 and 4. You want the drums to have movement before the bass even enters, because the bass is going to lean into that motion rather than fight it. Now create two MIDI tracks. One is for sub-bass, and one is for mid-bass or res. That separation matters a lot. In DNB, the sub needs to be stable and mono, while the mid-range can get dirty, wide, and animated. If you try to make one patch do everything, it usually ends up sounding weak in the low end or too messy in the mids. Let's start with the sub. Load up something simple like operator or analog. Keep the waveform clean, sine-based if possible, or a very simple triangle tone. Turn mono on. Add a little glide, somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds, just enough for the notes to connect with a bit of attitude. Don't overdo it. This is old school bass, not a modern glide lead. Now write a very sparse two-bar pattern. Think in terms of motion and gaps. One long note on the downbeat. A short pickup before the snare. A syncopated answer near the end of the bar. Maybe one or two notes that have slightly different lengths, so the phrase doesn't feel mechanically copied. Keep the harmony simple. A one-note or two-note motif can be enough if the rhythm is good. This is the important mindset shift. The bass isn't just playing notes, it's playing a groove. If you mute the drums and the bass line still feels like a phrase, you're on the right track. Now bring in the mid-bass layer. For this, use wavetable or analog and build a restyle foundation. Think detuned saws, or a saw and square blend, something with a little tension in the harmonic content. Add some gentle detune, maybe 5 to 20 cents. Use a low-pass filter so it stays controlled, and maybe a touch of chorus for width. But be careful not to smear the low end. The mid-bass should answer the sub, not duplicate it blindly. You can keep the same rhythmic idea, but vary the note length slightly. Maybe one note is shorter. Maybe one phrase leaves more air. That push and pull is a huge part of the jungle feel. A lot of classic DNB bass lines are really just a few notes arranged with confidence and space. Now route both of those tracks into a bass group. This is where we start controlling the relationship between the layers. On the sub, keep it mono. Utility at zero width is a good move. Make sure it's clean and focused. On the mid-bass, high-pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub's territory. Let the mids live in that 150 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone, where the character really comes through. If it gets harsh, you can tame that area with a narrow EQ dip. On the bass group, you can add a little saturation for glue and density. Don't crush it. A few dB of drive can be enough. If you need compression, use it lightly. We want bounce, not flattening. In old school DNB, if you overcompress the bass, it stops dancing with the break and just sits there. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling, or route the bass group into it. Arm that track and record a full pass of your bass line while the drums are playing. And don't just record one pass and call it done. Record multiple passes if you can. One cleanish, one a little more pushed. One maybe with a small automation move or a variation in the note lengths. The point is to capture different personalities of the same idea. This is where the sound starts to come alive. MIDI can be too perfect. Audio exposes the tiny timing shifts, the envelope shape, the saturation artifacts, and the little imperfections that make jungle bass feel human. Once it's audio, you can slice it, trim it, shift it, and treat it more like a sample than a synth line. After recording, listen back carefully. If a hit lands late in a good way, keep it. If a transient feels a bit dull, don't immediately rebuild the patch. Sometimes a simple clip gain adjustment or a small fade is all you need. The goal is not perfection. The goal is vibe. Now process that resampled audio like it's a drum sample, not just bass. Try EQ 8 first. Clean up mud, tame harshness, and make room for the kick and break. Then add saturator for edge and density. If you want a little more impact, drum bus can be useful, but go easy. A touch of drive, maybe some transient excitement, but be careful with the boom control if your sub is already solid. Auto filter is great here too, especially for phrase movement. You can automate the cutoff subtly across the loop so the bass feels like it's evolving. If you want extra grime, add a very small amount of erosion or redux, but keep that subtle. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're just roughening the upper mids enough that it feels printed and alive. A really good move here is to print a second generation resample after the effects chain. That second pass often has the real character. It's a little less polite, a little more broken in, and that's exactly what we want in this style. Now let's talk about jungle swing. This is not about heavy quantize. In fact, if you quantize everything too hard, the whole bass line starts losing that old school pocket. Instead, nudge certain notes a few milliseconds late, especially the pickups and ghost responses. Let some short hits sit a touch earlier if they need more punch. Think about push and pull between the kick, the snare, the break ghosts, and the bass. And leave space. That's a big one. A lot of producers accidentally make the bass too busy because they're afraid of silence. But in jungle and old school D&B, the gaps are part of the groove. One empty pocket can make the next bass hit feel way heavier. A strong four-bar pattern might go like this. Bar 1 gives you the main motif. Bar 2 removes one of the answers. Bar 3 adds a little variation or octave flick. And bar 4 opens up and lets the break speak. That kind of phrasing makes the loop feel like it's breathing rather than just repeating. Once the bass is resampled and sitting nicely, start shaping movement with automation. A little filter opening every two bars can be enough. Maybe a reverb throw only on the end of phrase stab. Maybe a short delay on one transition and then cut it back quickly. If you want to get more advanced, you can map a macro that controls saturation, filter cutoff, and maybe a little width on the mid layer. The key is restraint. You want evolution, not constant effect spam. Now think about the arrangement. For a real track, this bass line needs to work inside a bigger structure. Maybe the intro teases filtered bass fragments or just a sub hint. Then the first drop comes in with the full groove. Mid drop, you might switch the phrase slightly or bring in a resampled fill. In the breakdown, strip the bass back to sub pulses or filtered fragments. Then when the second drop hits, bring back the dirty resampled version with a little more grit. That contrast is what makes the return feel bigger. And this is one of the most useful old school D&B lessons you can learn. The bass doesn't just need to sound good. It needs to create tension and release over time. The same motif can feel huge if you use space, variation, and resampling intelligently. A couple of quick coaching reminders while you work. Keep the sub mono. Keep the midrange separate, and keep checking the groove against the break. If the bass line feels too modern, reduce the precision a bit. Vary note lengths. Make the automation a little less symmetrical. Don't be afraid of a slightly sloppy, human pocket if it feels better in the mix. Also, always a slash B the original synth version against the resampled version. If the printed audio sounds smaller, you probably lost either harmonic density or transient shape during capture. That tells you to go back and adjust the resample chain, not necessarily the synth patch itself. Here's a great test. Mute the drums for a second. If the bass line still has identity on its own, you've got something strong. If it only works when the drums are blasting, it probably needs more phrase definition. To wrap this up, the core idea is simple but powerful. Build a clean sub and a tense mid-bass. Make them swing with a break. Print them to audio. Resample again, then chop, shape, and automate until the groove feels like a performance rather than a loop. If you remember three things from this lesson, make them these. Lock the bass to the break groove, not the grid. Keep the sub and mid-range clearly separated, and resample to gain character, not just loudness. Now your challenge is to build a two-bar jungle bass loop at 172 BPM, resample it, make a few variations, and compare which version feels the most alive. That's where the real learning happens. Alright, let's get into the project and make that bassline hit.